now, to mark Radio Prague's 70th anniversary this week, the first of a two-part special in which Ian Willoughby visits the original 1936 transmission centre in Poděbrady.
This coming Thursday, August 31st, is the 70th anniversary of Radio Prague's first ever broadcast. Ahead of the big day, I decided to pay a visit to the place our first ever program was broadcast from in 1936. Radio Prague's original transmission center is a very interesting building and is just outside the central Bohemian town of Poděbrady. Now it's home to a golf club. My guide on this visit is Oldřich Cheap, Czech radio's shortwave expert. Oldřich has also been a Radio Prague broadcaster in his time, under the name Peter Skála. I know many listeners will remember him. Oldřich and I began our two-part journey outside the transmission center in Poděbrady.
We are just at the entrance of the building that was built in 1921 to 23 for the wireless communication center of the Czechoslovak Republic that was constructed very soon after its foundation in 1918. And the building is quite interesting object from the architectural point of view. It is built in the cubistic style that is quite famous, that the Czechoslovakia, former Czechoslovakia, and Prague especially, is famous for some cubistic architecture. And this particular one is rondo cubistic architecture, as you see. It's a variation of various geometrical objects. There are even some features of folk culture, especially the ceiling in the inside.
Do you know why it was built here in Poděbrady, not in Prague or near Prague?
I think I do. I think that the main consideration was that the terrain is flat and that the conductivity of the soil is very good here because it's near the river Labe, and this is in fact an area of inundation. The groundwater can be found here in under 1.5 meters, and the solid rock when the construction started was not found even in 15 meters depth here.
For the layman, how does that help conductivity?
Well, you see the big towers here. They are 150 meters high, and there are two of them, 250 meters apart. There was in those days when it was constructed, there was a roof antenna here. And every antenna needs a good ground system because practically the ground is part of the transmitting system. And so the ground conductivity is high, and so this is good for propagation or for the effectiveness of the transmitting antenna.
And you say there was a roof antenna here, is that what you called it?
Roof, or it is of course not a complete roof. The roof in that sense that from these two towers there was a wire or a rope slung between the towers, and from that rope there was a system of wires leading to the ground in a roof-like shape.
Today, are these towers used as transmitters?
Not at all. In fact, the whole building has been, from the point of view of wireless radio, was practically abandoned for this purpose several years ago already. But because the towers are quite interesting in construction, and I heard that a similar tower of this nature is can be found in Norway only in Europe. So they have been designated as a sort of a cultural heritage in 2004, if I'm not mistaken.
Radio Prague was broadcast from here from 1936 until, do you know what year?
Well, we should mention the fact that when this building was built in 1921, this was for wireless telegraphy only. But the radio broadcasting side of the history of this place is, of course, only from 1936. And in fact, this center was used for broadcasting relatively late, when Czechoslovak radio was building a new site in Slovakia, or rebuilding a site in Rimavská Sobota in the early 1980s. So Poděbrady, relatively low power transmitter of 50 kilowatts, was still used for Radio Prague in those years.
And when was the last last transmission of Radio Prague from this site here?
Well, I think it was sometime in 1982. But this was exceptional, as I said, you know, just on account of not availability of Rimavská Sobota in Slovakia.
You were telling me earlier also that in those days under communism, you couldn't tell listeners of Radio Prague where the transmission was coming from.
Yes, that's true. Although in the 80s or in the late 80s, it was possible. But earlier, everything was secret.
And do you know anything about the actual construction of these transmission towers here?
Yes, I think it was quite difficult because of the typical properties of the ground here, which is sand. The engineers of that era had to use piles. I think they used about 800 piles of iron concrete, and they had to drive it into the ground so that the construction of the building and of the antennas is durable and firm.
So it is quite a feat of engineering to build this place here.
I'm sure about that. Yes.
And could you tell me, Ulrich, if many people were working here, if many people had to operate such a system, or was it kind of self-operating?
Well, in reality, the sort of this was only for a transmission center, but the operation of the wireless telegraphy was done from Prague, and the receiving center was also in Prague, because it is not very good to have a receiving center near the transmitter. So this Poděbrady site was used for transmission only, and the people who worked there were the people who were in charge of the running of the transmitters, of the transmitter generators, because the early transmitters were not valve transmitters or tube transmitters, but there were generators, rotating more or less generators that generated very long wave energy used for telegraphy in that era.
I presume that this kind of transmission from here wasn't directed at particular parts of the world, or was it?
No, it was the long wave transmitters. It would be very difficult to construct a directional system for long wave transmitters. So they were used omnidirectionally. But communication was quite frequent with all European capitals and centers of wireless telegraphy in other countries.
that was a trip to the original 1936 transmission center in Podjebrade. Tomorrow, in the second part of our visit, Aldrich Chip and Ian Willoughby visit the interior of the old Podjebrade transmission center. Among the issues that come up are why Radio Prague was established, what was the content of early programs, what jamming entailed, and much more. And don't forget that you can tune in for a full special program marking Radio Prague's 70th birthday